Welcome to the Choate Family Office podcast series. On this show, we explore important topics related to wealth management, investing, and managing risk across generations.
Hello, everyone. I'm Diana Malcolm, Managing Director of Choate Investment Advisors, and I'm joined by our analyst, Kelsey Sullivan. Today, Kelsey and I will be diving into the changing world of auto and homeowners insurance. We've seen a significant rise in premiums recently, driven by a mix of severe climate events, inflation, and supply issues. In today's discussion, we'll explore the factors behind these rising costs and take a closer look at how natural disasters and technological advancements are reshaping the insurance landscape. We'll also touch on the broader implications for the investment sector and what the future of insurance might look like. Okay, let's dive into this complex subject. Over the past decade, we've experienced five of the most expensive natural catastrophes in U.S. history. Hurricanes Ian, Ida, Harvey, Irma, and Maria combined to generate $213 billion in insured losses. This doesn't even include the record-breaking costs from Hurricane Katrina, which hit $104 billion. While hurricanes have traditionally been the biggest driver of insurance losses, that's starting to change. Recent wildfires in California are estimated to cost anywhere from $28 to $75 billion, potentially making them the second most expensive natural disaster after Katrina. But natural disasters are not the only forces driving up costs. Inflation, supply chain disruptions, and rising labor costs are also contributing. We'll dive into that shortly. But let's take a step back and talk a bit about the purpose of insurance. It is fundamentally about risk management. It's a pool of resources from many policyholders used to protect individuals from significant financial losses when unexpected events occur. This concept has been around for centuries, dating back to 500 BC. And in the U.S., Ben Franklin and fellow firefighters founded the Philadelphia Contribution Ship in 1752, which is the oldest insurance carrier in continuous operation in the U.S. So, Kelsey, considering how far insurance has come since Ben Franklin's time, what's been happening in the industry recently?
Thanks, Diana. So let's take a step back. Around 2020, 2021, a combination of inflation, supply shortages, and an increasing frequency and severity of natural disasters really started to affect insurance companies. Claims costs began to rise sharply, and insurers had to respond by raising premiums to stay afloat. Looking specifically at auto and home insurance, there are a few key reasons why costs have been climbing. The first relates to vehicle prices. If any of you tried to buy a car during the pandemic, you know vehicle prices, both new and used, skyrocketed. Higher vehicle costs means higher parts and repair costs, which translate directly to higher insurance premiums. The second is inflation and supply chain issues. The costs of labor and parts have also risen, largely due to inflation and global supply chain constraints. This increases the cost of repairs for cars and homes, which, of course, also drives up the cost of insurance. And then the third has to do with natural disasters. Hurricanes, wildfires, and other disasters are becoming more frequent and severe. In places like Florida and California, we're seeing unprecedented damage from these events, which forces insurers to raise premiums to cover the increased risk. When you put this all together, insurance companies found themselves paying out more in claims than they were collecting in premiums. For a period, many were losing money. To stay viable and continue paying claims, they had to raise premiums, which, of course, none of us enjoy seeing.
You mentioned inflation, Kelsey, something we all feel at the grocery store, but it's not exactly top of mind that inflation is making car and home repairs more expensive for insurers. So I'm glad we're touching on that a bit. But what about the damage from climate events like those in California and Florida?
Yeah, so natural disasters are a huge factor in rising costs. In Florida and California, we're seeing a sharp rise in the severity and frequency of hurricanes and wildfires, which has led to much larger than expected claims. This increased unpredictability makes it really hard for insurers to underwrite risk properly. When insurers can't accurately predict the potential costs of these disasters, they have to raise premiums and sometimes even limit coverage. A concerning trend we're seeing, particularly in places like Florida and California, is that large insurers are actually pulling out of these markets altogether, leaving many homeowners without coverage. In some cases, homeowners are opting to self-insure, so they're putting money aside to cover potential losses rather than paying inflated premiums. But this option is only available to those who don't have a mortgage, as most lenders actually require insurance for the loan.
Wow, the rising premiums sure do sting. But at this point, I think people in some states are just grateful to get coverage. Kelsey, is there any good news in all of this?
So while we're still in what is considered a hard insurance market, which is defined as a period of time when insurers are increasing premiums, restricting coverage terms, and reducing capacity, inflation has been easing, and most insurance companies have already increased premiums enough to improve their loss ratios and return to profitability. So further price increases should actually start to moderate for customers, at least within auto insurance. According to the Bureau of Labor Statistics, labor costs for auto repairs increased 13% in 2022 and 7% in 2023. Economists at the Insurance Information Institute forecasted increases in personal auto replacement costs of 2% and 1.9% in 2024 and 2025, so well below the levels we saw in 2022 and 2023. Additionally, overall severity of claims is up 10% since 2020, but has been decelerating, which, if you combine it with the recent premium increases, is a really positive sign for future growth and profitability for the insurance companies, and therefore a positive sign that further premium increases should moderate. However, it is difficult to envision a scenario in which rates drastically decline to levels we've been historically accustomed to. With new technologies, vehicles are becoming increasingly complex and therefore more expensive. Natural disasters only seem to be increasing in frequency and severity, putting more and more homes at risk. So while we do believe premium increases will moderate, it is unlikely we'll see significant reductions to premiums.
What about homeowners insurance? Let's delve a little bit more into that.
Homeowners insurance is still facing a really tough road. Many homeowners, especially in high-risk areas, are seeing limited coverage options and significantly higher premiums. Insurers are tightening underwriting standards, making it harder to get coverage at all. As a result, many are left with few choices. But there is hope with emerging technology. Advances in AI are helping insurers better assess risks and model potential disaster scenarios. This could actually help insurers price premiums more accurately in the future.
Given all this disruption, what does it mean for investing in the insurance space?
In this environment, we've been focusing more on auto insurers than homeowners insurers. The dynamics of the homeowners market are more unpredictable right now. Among auto insurers, we prefer market leaders with strong underwriting practices and a history of managing risk effectively. These companies were quicker to raise premiums in response to rising costs, which helped them avoid severe losses. We've also favored insurance brokers as they play a crucial role in helping customers navigate these challenging times. Brokers assist clients in finding affordable coverage, especially in catastrophe-prone areas, by securing policies with lower premiums, which can then help mitigate price hikes.
So, Kelsey, what about autonomous vehicles? Could they have a positive impact on insurance?
Yeah, so it's still fairly uncertain right now, but autonomous vehicles could potentially reduce accidents and in turn reduce claims. However, autonomous vehicle technology adds complexity to the vehicles, which makes them more expensive to repair. The high cost of these vehicles could lead to higher insurance premiums, even if they reduce the frequency of accidents.
Well, okay, back to homeowners insurance. If insurance companies are pulling out of certain states, what happens then?
There's always a risk of market disruption, and in extreme cases, some insurers could go bankrupt, particularly if they fail to adapt to these changing dynamics. However, there have been instances in the past where insurers faced similar challenges, such as the late 80s and early 90s, when rising natural disaster claims forced many companies to adjust their models. The key for insurers is to embrace innovation, improve data analytics, and rethink risk management strategies to ensure long-term stability.
Thanks, Kelsey. It's certainly a challenging landscape. To wrap things up, a few practical tips for homeowners facing rising premiums and tighter underwriting. First, review your coverage. Make sure your policy fully covers the replacement cost of your home and contents. Update your policy if you've made significant renovations. Second, mitigate risks. Take steps to reduce your home's risk profile, like installing fire-resistant roofing or flood barriers. Third, shop around. Don't settle for the first quote you get. Compare policies to find the best deal. Fourth, consider bundling. Many insurers offer discounts if you bundle home and auto insurance, which can help offset rising premiums. Fifth, leverage technology. Use smart home devices to monitor your property and prevent damage. And for those in high-risk areas, there is the option of moving. States like Hawaii, Vermont, and Alaska have some of the lowest average homeowner premiums, partly because of their lower exposure to natural disasters. But factors such as state regulations, cost of living, population density, market competition, and demographic factors all play a part in the cost of insurance.
As we wrap up, it's clear that the insurance industry is evolving quickly. The challenges are significant, but there are opportunities for innovation and adaptation. By embracing new technologies and reevaluating risk models, insurers can better navigate these changes.
Thanks, Kelsey. We hope this discussion has shed some light on the complexities of the insurance market, and we'll continue to monitor these trends as they unfold. Thank you all for joining us today.
The information provided in this recording is for informational purposes only. While Choate and Choate Investment Advisors make every attempt to present accurate information, the information on this recording may not be appropriate for your specific circumstances, and it may become outdated over time. The views expressed on this podcast should not be construed as advice for your given situation. If you have questions about your specific situation, you should consult your attorney for legal advice, and you should consult your financial advisor. Moreover, Choate Investment Advisors may decide to select investments on a different basis at any time and without prior notice. Finally, as everyone should know, past performance is not a guarantee of future performance.